Good evening. It's 6:30 on the dot, and this is Mariana. I am here this evening because it is the Raven Radio Foundation annual meeting to be held on air right now. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Mariana, as I said, the general manager here at Raven Radio, and I've been in this role since July 1st of 2024, so just approaching my second year here. For this meeting, we have 212 members who responded with signed proxies, well over the 10% necessary for a quorum. Thank you so much to all who sent your proxies in to allow us to hold this meeting. So with that, I will call the meeting to order. I will give an overall state of the station tonight. As you know, it's been a very eventful year for Raven Radio and for public media in general, so I'll do my best to touch on some of the most important pieces. You'll hear briefly from members of our news team as well as our operations director, and I will be happy to answer any questions that you might have. Since I'm here tonight running the board solo, I'll break for calls and come back on to share questions and answers a couple of times during the meeting. You can also feel free to send an email with a question at any time to General Manager, that's generalmanager@kcaw.org. Starting out with the state of the station, I am thrilled to say that overall things are going very well here at Raven Radio, even though it did not always look that way over this past year and a bit. The headline of this year, of course, was the loss of federal funding for all public radio across the country and the dissolution of the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. That took place in summer 2025 and is one of the reasons that our annual meeting is a bit delayed this year. Federal funding was rescinded at the request of the White House, and that request was passed by the House and the Senate in a vote that clawed back $1.1 billion of already appropriated funding for fiscal years 2026 and 2027. That was all of the funding that was appropriated for public media, plus a few additional appropriations. There is no additional funding appropriated for future years, so this vote meant the end of federal funding for public media unless and until there is another vote by Congress to reappropriate or appropriate further funding. Federal funding typically makes up about a quarter of Raven Radio's annual budget, so this was a very significant blow. And because there is no timeline for the resumption of funding, we have been doing our best to plan for long-term sustainability without the funding, while recognizing that it's essential to the continued health and survival of public media, particularly in Alaska. The worst outcome for us of the federal funding rescission was the decision that we made to make a layoff and eliminate the position of development director. I want to take a moment to thank Fred, our former development director, for his work and appreciate his contributions to KCAW and his passion for radio. And I'm tremendously grateful that he continues to be part of the Raven Radio community as a volunteer host of the fantastic Alaska Native Languages program, Gunashchish. You can hear that at 8 p.m. tonight and every Wednesday. You may also be wondering about the recent court decision that a Trump White House executive order to defund NPR and PBS violated the First Amendment and is therefore unlawful and unenforceable. While this is a victory for the First Amendment's right to freedom of the press, and reaffirms that the government cannot deny funding to public media organizations because it does not, or if it does not, like the content that we broadcast, it is a symbolic victory at the moment. The decision does not restore funding to Raven Radio or to public media more broadly. That will take an act of Congress. However, the decision does pave the way for, if that act of Congress is taken, that funding to come smoothly to stations. So this is the landscape in which we navigated this past year. I'm glad to be able to switch to a much more positive note and describe the incredible response from our community near and far to the rescission. I think we have broken every Raven Radio fundraising record this year and seen so many new members joining, current members increasing their support, and lapsed members returning. Our fall drive this year was the most successful in Raven Radio history, raising an astonishing $178,000, well beyond our goal of $124,000. Thank you all so much for this support. It has not only completely changed our financial picture, it has also been a huge boost at times when it felt like public media was under fire. In addition to this increased giving, we were lucky to receive funding from Voices Across Alaska Fund, a one-time fund organized to support public media across the entire state of Alaska, and from the Public Media Bridge Fund, a national effort to provide funding to stations that were most impacted by the loss of federal funding. This funding is only guaranteed for this year, but there is a possibility there will be additional funding for a second year in the future. With all of this support, we are in a very solid financial position for this year. We actually met our membership goal for the entire year before the spring drive. Usually we dedicate that drive to raising the membership funds necessary for the remainder of the fiscal year. So we had the opportunity this year to take the first step to replacing our aging roof during the spring drive, which I will talk about in a moment here. With your support, we will continue to focus on our core services, local news and local voices. We have made the decision to prioritize our local news and have maintained a fully staffed newsroom with a news director, reporter, and resident. This team brought you more than 300 stories last year, as well as live coverage of the Sitka City Assembly meetings, a robust municipal election hub with interviews, questionnaires, and live forums with candidates, and nearly 200 morning interviews. Each week, we have more than 50 volunteer shows on the air. We are a center for creativity and connection, not to mention for music and stories. And we continue to invest in training new on-air volunteers and working within our communities to bring as many voices as we can onto the airwaves. We also provide free PSAs for local nonprofits and government agencies and serve as the backbone of the nationwide EAS, the Emergency Alert System. Since our last annual meeting, we also released a new mobile app, which you can download for free in the App Store or on the Google Play Store. And a big thank you to the Sitka Legacy Fund for their support of that project. And a few other highlights to mention, I joined the local Emergency Planning Commission and the board of the Public Media Infrastructure Organization, which is a new organization formed to provide interconnection services to public radio stations across the country, funded by one of the final grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We hosted a Sea Alaska Heritage Institute intern, Gail, and worked with many community organizations on radio production projects over the year. And most recently, and maybe thrillingly, our fantastic volunteer, Jeff Clay, led a radio DJ training week for Blatchley Middle School's Discover Your Potential Week, and worked with Peter Apathy to produce an hour-long show called Scrambled Eggs that aired during our spring drive 2 weeks ago. It is only because of the support of our listeners and members that we can continue to bring all of this to you. Thank you for helping Raven Radio thrive in this new era. I'll take a break for just a moment in case folks have any questions on the beginning of our annual meeting. Please feel free, as I play you a tune, to call 907-747-5877 or email generalmanager@kcaw.org with any questions. In the meantime, we will listen to a tune from the first album in our collection, a tradition, I think, that at least started with Rich and Susie when they were interim general managers and that I continued last year. This is a song, of course, by the Ravens.
What does it matter if we're rich or we're poor? Fortune and fame, they never endure. For love is the thing. Love is the thing. What good is money? Your heart isn't light. Here in your arms, I'm wealthy tonight, for love is still king. Love is the thing. While others fight for power, we can walk among the flowers, knowing that the best things in life is a thing that's free, love for you and me. And though our castles may crumble and fall, we'll have the right to laugh at them all. For love is still king. Love is the thing. For love is still king. Love is the thing.
That was Love is the Thing by The Ravens from the first album in our collection here at Raven Radio. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Raven Radio Annual Meeting in Progress. I'm Mariana Robertson, General Manager here at KCAW. I will continue with a quick budget update. This is just an overall update over our budget. You're more than welcome to call with any questions or email with any questions, or if you want a more in-depth walkthrough in our budget. I love talking about it, so please feel free anytime to reach out and let me know what your questions are. Our operating budget for this year, fiscal year 2026, and we are on a fiscal year that runs from June 30th through July 1st each year. Our operating budget for this year is $601,019 after our mid-year budget revision. This reflects significant reductions in costs. Those are both due to staffing reductions and changes in spending, and to fiscal year 2026 fee relief from several organizations, including Coast Alaska. On the income side, our revenue breakdown is 49% membership. That is growing every year and by far our largest source of revenue. So a tremendous thank you to our members. Our underwriting is 10%. This is a little bit lower than in previous years. As I mentioned, we no longer have a development director position, so have not been able to put as much energy towards underwriting. If you are listening and you have a local business, we would love to help you spread the word by sharing your sponsorship information on Raven Radio. Feel free to let us know. We receive 5% of our income from renting space in our building, 5% of our income from retail sales in our little shop downstairs. This year, 26% of our funding came from other operating grants. I mentioned the Voices Across Alaska Fund and the Public Media Bridge Fund as examples of those. This is a much higher percentage than a typical year for us, both because we have very little funding, the last kind of trickle from CPB before it shut off entirely, and because we have had the opportunity to apply for these sort of one-time grant funds that were stood up as a response to the lapse in federal funding. And then other income, including that small final payment from CPB, was 5% of our income. On the expense side, our largest expense by far is personnel. I see that as the best place that we can invest as a station, so this is not something I'm trying to fix, but rather just something that I highlight as a large cost for our station by percentage. Personnel makes up 65% of our budget, programming expenses 4%, technical expenses 6%, development expenses 5%, occupancy 11%, administrative 3%, and this year, due to a reduction in fees, Coast Alaska support 6%. That's typically quite a bit higher, around 20 to 22, occasionally up to 24% of our budget. We will pass our fiscal year budget for 2027 at our next board meeting. That will be at the beginning of May, and we will begin our next fiscal year on July 1st, 2026. I also wanted to share an update on two ongoing capital projects. The first I mentioned earlier, our project to roof the roost, which we launched with our incredibly successful spring drive. The drive raised more than $111,000, surpassing our goal of $100,000. Thank you to all who contributed to that effort, both financially and especially to the many, many community members who joined us on air during the week. In my opinion, the pledge weeks are the most fun that we have all year, both in our programming and here at the station. The next steps for this project are to continue to get additional quotes for the work and to begin applying for grants to leverage the community support that this drive demonstrated to raise the remaining funds needed for the roof project. We hope to begin construction in summer 2027, so don't worry that you haven't seen scaffolding going up yet. We're mitigating that one drip in the roof for now and crossing our fingers that things hold up for another year and a half. Or just a year, actually. We're already almost to summer 2026. The second large ongoing project is our translator project. I'd like to start out with a big thank you to the Rasmussen Foundation and the Murdoch Foundation, who are major funders of this work, and also to the many, many people who have helped us do this work in Port Alexander, Angoon, Pelican, Cake, Tenneke Springs, Yakutat, Elfin Cove, and Juneau so far. We absolutely could not have done this project without the insight and support of volunteers and friends in each of those communities. Last summer, we completed work in Cake and Pelican, which means that we have replaced aging equipment and installed new, more resilient equipment and solar and/or wind power in 5 of the 7 communities we serve by translator to date. This is tremendous progress, and we hope to keep improving service in those communities and continuing to reduce downtime with more ability to troubleshoot remotely. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. We can't fix everything from afar, so a large thank you to our volunteers on the ground in each community, and an apology to those listeners in Tenneke Springs who are listening on our stream or app because the FM signal is currently down there. We will get that back up to you as soon as we possibly can. There is a little bit more tough news, though, in our translator communities. We are still off the air in Elfin Cove as well after the storm and landslide last summer. Our first priority is getting back on the air there, so we're going to do that with a temporary installation this spring, and then over the summer we'll complete a full installation. We're also planning to revamp the installation in Yakutat this summer. If you are listening from either Elfin Cove or from Yakutat, Elfin Cove maybe by stream or by app, or maybe you're in town, if you're listening from Yakutat, we look forward to working with you and improving service for you this coming summer. That is the bulk of my report as a general manager. I will pause for one more song, the song that I think our roof is maybe singing all the time, and invite any questions again by email or by phone. You can email generalmanager@kcaw.org or call 907-747-5877 if you have a question on anything I've mentioned so far.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Hey, window pane, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
My window, bringing back sweet.
That's I Can't Stand the Rain by Blues Traveler and Valerie June, or at least that cover is. And we'll jump back in here. If you're just joining us, this is Raven Radio's annual meeting held on air this evening. I'm Marianna Robertson, General Manager here at KCAW. I'm happy to bring in a few other voices now. I think this is the best part. And looking forward to sharing the mic with a few folks from our small but mighty team here at Raven Radio. We talk a lot about the reliable, remarkable news that you hear on Raven Radio because it is central to our mission to build community. We keep you up to date with what's going on in town so that you can decide how you want to engage in the place that you live. We'll start out with our news team joining me tonight, most of them. News Director Catherine Rose is away for her honeymoon, so she won't be joining us this evening, but that also means that she won't be embarrassed to have me sing her praises. Our newsroom is in incredible hands, and we are very lucky as a station and as a community to have Catherine Rose leading the team. Catherine's name is probably familiar to you. She was an intern at Raven Radio, then a Winter Fellow, and then was hired on as a reporter, a role in which she has excelled over the past 8 years. When Rob Woolsey announced his retirement after 22 years as the Raven Radio news director, he and I were both thrilled that Catherine was willing to take the reins and step into the role of news director. We benefit from her deep understanding of Sitka and Southeast Alaska, her integrity and curiosity, and her newsroom leadership daily. I also want to take a moment to thank Rob for his incredible service to Raven Radio and to our community as a whole during his long tenure as news director. Thank you so much, Rob. Your vision for the Raven Radio newsroom has shaped us into a station that punches well above our weight and into one of the best newsrooms, in my opinion, in all of Alaska. With Catherine Rose stepping into the news director position, we had the opportunity to add another member to our news team. I will turn it over to our reporter Hope McKenney to introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. I'm reporter Hope McKenney. I've been at Raven Radio for a little less than a year now, and this is my first annual meeting. You might have previously heard me on Alaska News Nightly or the Alaska Fisheries Report from my 5 years reporting in the Aleutian Islands and the Kenai Peninsula before coming to Sitka last year. But since joining the KCAW newsroom about 10 months ago, I've been learning more about issues important to Sitkins and other communities throughout Southeast Alaska. That includes the fishing industry and timber issues, housing and childcare issues, important culture and arts events, and local government and politics. I feel so fortunate to be part of this incredible team here at the station. As you all know, it's been a year of a lot of change and uncertainty at KCAW and for public media as a whole. But it's been so great to feel the community support after the loss of our federal funding. Rob Woolsey retired after 2 decades as news director here, and Catherine Rose moved into that position as I joined the newsroom in July, followed a month later by news resident Ryan Cotter. And I just want to express how grateful I am for everyone who keeps showing up for the station, from our volunteers and programmers to the folks that let the news team know when there's an event we should cover or something we could do better. I truly believe that community-supported radio does take and need the community, and I feel fortunate to be so warmly welcomed here in Sitka. Thanks again for your support, and have a great annual meeting.
Thank you so much, Hope. We are very lucky to have you on board here at Raven Radio, and I look forward to seeing what you report on as you continue your tenure here with us here in Sitka. Being able to hire Hope, along with her years of experience in public media reporting and in Alaska, was a highlight of the past year. Ryan Cotter, our current Sarah Evangeline Hughes news resident, rounds out our news team. Ryan has done great work this year and grown tremendously as an audio journalist with the guidance of Catherine and Hope. Ryan is our second ever Sarah Evangeline Hughes news resident. This program grew out of our longstanding internship and fellowship programs to become a year-long full-time reporting position targeted to early career journalists. The residency continues and builds on the legacy of those earlier programs. In Sitka, the importance of this program is in the increased capacity it gives our newsroom and the new perspectives, skills, and enthusiasm that each resident brings. Their reporting enriches our news coverage and allows us to cover more stories. The residency is important to the larger project of building the next generation of journalists as well. The year that residents spend in the KCAW newsroom teaches early career reporters how to work in small communities and creates a foundational understanding of the new unique politics, cultures, and economy of Alaska. And they bring that understanding to bear on their reporting for the rest of their careers, whether they remain in state or go on to positions in the lower 48 or perhaps abroad. I'll pass the mic along to Ryan to share briefly about her time here at Raven Radio.
Hello, my name is Ryan Cotter, and I am the current news resident here at KCAW right now. And just thinking of my residency is coming to an end at the beginning of June, I'm going to be going on a trip to Yakutat and do some stories there, which I'm super excited about and super honored to do. One focused on the Rasmussen Award grantee, and then also in the Yakutat Turn Festival, which is great. And just looking back on the time that I've had here in Sitka with KCAW, it's been really amazing getting to cover regular events, like, relatively speaking, like Raptor releases and like the biannual Nutcracker performances, but also getting to do once in a lifetime, at least for my tenure, opportunities like the grand opening of the new escalator in town, or getting to interview Lisa Murkowski and do two stories related to her visit. So it's really a huge honor getting to serve the community and gaining the experiences and skills I have to continue serving Sitka and representing well down the line in the future, wherever I go next.
Thank you so much, Ryan, and we are excited to see where you do go next. And we are also looking forward to welcoming our next resident in June. So stay tuned. You'll hear a new voice on air on Raven Radio soon. Our news team also includes our slate of amazing Morning Edition hosts who bring you all the news and information you need every morning, and of course, the beloved morning interview. Thank you so much to Morning Edition hosts Aaron Fulton, Brooke Schaefer, Peter Apathy, and Andrew Hames for their tremendous work. Our team is just about to head to this year's Alaska Press Club, running to the airport right now. But I would still like to take a moment to highlight the awards the team won at last year's Alaska Press Club, which we didn't get to celebrate yet. Catherine Rose took home the big award for Best Series, All Media, for Phantom Fish, The Return of Japan's Vanished Herring Industry, a series which she reported from Japan. If you haven't yet listened to the series, or if you would like to revisit it, you can find the full thing at kcaw.org/phantom-fish, and I really encourage you to do so. KCAW also brought home prizes for Best Headline Writing, First Place by Rob Woolsey, for Sitka School's May Drain Savings Account Swimming Pool to Make Ends Meet in 25. We brought home a second place award for Best Sports Reporting from Catherine Rose. Alaska's top pinheads gather in Sitka for the first ever state pinball championship. In third place, we got Best Sound Rich Feature, also Catherine Rose, for While Local Herring Are More Affordable and Accessible in Japan, Some Still Look to Alaska for Eggs. That's part of the Phantom Fish series that she won the first place prize for as well. And lastly, but not least, Best Same Day Feature, also a third place win for Meredith Reddick and Catherine Rose, student stage walkout calling for more school funding. Meredith was our first ever Sarah Evangeline Hughes news resident. I think I will pass the mic now to Peter Apathy, Raven Radio's operations director, switching from news to operations. Peter took on the role this year after many years as a morning host on Raven Radio. You're actually hearing his voice this week as he is morning hosting, and you do hear him occasionally still taking on that role. I will pass it to him to tell you about what he's been up to.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Peter Apathy, and I am the operations director here at Raven Radio. I started at the end of July in 2025, got a bunch of training from Victor Wong. Shout out to him for helping me get going with all of this technology here at the station. As operations director, there are really three main things that I take care of here at the station. The main thing is really the care and feeding of the automation system. As you know, we don't have someone at the station 24 hours a day, so we have a computer system that controls what we broadcast throughout the day. For example, it switches from NPR to BBC, switches from BBC to local programming, could be a pre-recorded show from one of our volunteers, or it could be a syndicated show like Fresh Air that you hear on weekdays. I also take care of programming the automation system for special shows like the Tuesday Night Storytelling Series. You've been listening over the last number of months to Alaska Mary's podcast or Sitka Tales Tales. We also did a special show recently with Blatchley Middle School and their Discover Your Potential class. Something else that I do here at the station is to work with anyone who wants to come in and do a pre-recorded PSA, some kind of an announcement for their event that's coming up or a special message they want to broadcast to the community. I also help out with training volunteers and then making sure that they have a successful first flight after they've been trained and they're ready to do their very first show on the radio. As you can imagine, there's a lot of technology here at the station, so part of what I do is just make sure that the dozen or so PCs that we have are running the way they should be, help out with the Coastal Asset engineering and technical crew that we have for problems with our broadcast equipment or our streaming equipment, and also make sure that we've got adequate power to go through to survive all the power outages that we've had recently and make sure the computer network stays up and running. A couple things that I've tried pretty hard to do since I've been here since last July is to really clean up the sound that you hear on the radio. I want to make sure that all the timing is right, things start when they should start, things aren't overlapping, things aren't getting upcut, which is a technical term for things that don't start when they're supposed to. I'm trying to keep the sound fresh by recording new PSAs. So you're not hearing the same thing over and over and over again. I've added some new BBC promos. There's a new one recently we added from Alaska's Fresh Catch. And trying to keep the timely announcements ready for you for Line 1 and Talk of Alaska so you know what's coming up on the next program. You might have heard me on the air as well. I'm still filling in as a news host from time to time. I've got a show on Tuesdays at 11. That's called Joyful Sound. Hope you can tune into that sometime. And I like to fill in for the Good Day Radio show when I can. It's been a pleasure working with Mariana and the news team here at the station. And as always, we very much appreciate all the support that you, our listeners, give us here at Raven Radio.
Thanks, Peter. We really cannot say that enough how much we appreciate you. You are listening to KCAW Sitka. This is the annual membership meeting for Raven Radio. I'm Mariana, Raven Radio's general manager, and we're just wrapping up with a few more things here for this evening's general meeting or annual meeting. I will say, just as we get to the end here and heard just from Peter, our operations director, that lots of Peter's job is helping us sound good. So if we're on air and everything is sounding great, that's due to his hard work behind the scenes. And if you do hear something funky or we go off the air, rest assured that Peter and I are working as fast as we can to get things back up and running. At our last annual meeting, I talked about a wide variety of technical issues we were experiencing, and I'm happy to say that most of those have been resolved, although part of the magic of radio also resides in its ability to surprise with new technical issues anytime, so this work is never truly over. But a big thank you to Peter for moving it forward. The heart of Raven Radio is our volunteers. With more than 50 volunteer shows on air each week, plus a bevy of folks working behind the scenes to keep everything running here at the station, we are enriched every day by the contributions of our volunteers. Thank you so much to each and every person who lends their time and their voice to KCAW. Some of our most dedicated volunteers are those community members who serve on our board of directors. Thank you all for submitting your proxies, and so I'm able to announce that after our next board meeting on April 29th, when we seat these board members, your Raven Radio Board of Directors will be Kari Postchin, Ashley Eisenbeis, Deanne Edelin, Robbie Littlefield, Rachel Myron, Brooks Olesik, John Stein, who was re-elected or reappointed to a term on the board, Taylor White, who was also reappointed to a term on the board, and Brian Hansen, a new board member who was appointed by the board and whose appointment was ratified by the members in their proxies. Executive committee seats will also be decided at that next board meeting. I also want to give a quick but very heartfelt thank you to Christian Litton and Galen Payne for their service on the KCAW board this year. That takes us just about to the end here. Thank you so much for joining me on air. I'm on air. You're joining me from wherever you're listening for this annual meeting. I will make one more call for any questions. So please, if you would like, email generalmanager@kcaw.org or call 907-747-5877. This is your last call for the meeting for me to answer your question on the air, but I'm always happy to talk, take your questions, and chat about what we can do to make Raven Radio better and how it's serving you. Feel free anytime. But this is your moment right now, I'll take a little moment to play one more tune for you. This is Walk On By. This is the song that I started my first Good Day Radio show with when I did my first fight, which seems like a million years ago, but was actually just the end of the summer in 2024. It has not been a particularly easy year here at Raven Radio. As I mentioned at the top of the meeting, we really were dealing with the fallout of the federal funding cessation for public media for a big chunk of the year. But I am thrilled to say that Raven Radio is not only surviving, but thriving, thanks to you. It's an honor to be here, an honor to work with you and for you. And I look forward to hearing if you do have any questions for me. Give me a call right now, 907-747-5877, or you can send them by email to generalmanager@kcaw.org.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on.
Was Walk On by Dionne Warwick. I'll be here for a little bit after this meeting, so if you do have questions that you think of just as I wrap up here, feel free to reach out. I always like to hear from you. And let me just quickly do one last check and see. Okay. Well, we will wrap up here in just a moment. I moved my notes over when I was looking at the phone. I've been at the station nearly 2 years now, so I am no longer that new, although you might not be able to tell from that unprofessional move of leaving what I wanted to say across the room from me. But even so, there are many folks who I haven't yet met who I would love to meet who are Raven Radio listeners or fans. So please, if you would like to meet me, I'd like to meet you. If you'd like to get a coffee or go for a walk, please reach out. My email, I've been telling you, but it's just generalmanager@kcaw.org, or you can call at 907-747-5877. and ask for me or leave me a message, and we can find a time to have coffee or tea or go for a walk. I would love to meet you. Thanks so much for joining me this evening. This has been the Raven Radio annual meeting. I'm going to wrap up the meeting now. And because we started at 6:30, we missed National Native News, which usually airs from 6:29 to 6:34. So we'll play National Native News and then return to join the Retro Cocktail Hour in progress. Thank you so much again for joining me this evening. This has been Raven Radio's annual general meeting. And I'm Mariana Robertson, your general manager here at KCAW.